With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting another judge has blocked President Trump's executive order ending the constitutional guarantee of birthright citizenship. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
For the second time in 2 weeks, a federal judge ordered a nationwide pause on the presidential action. U.S. District Judge Deborah Boardman said no court in the country has endorsed the Trump administration's interpretation of the 14th Amendment. She went on to say that citizenship is a most precious right. 3 days after the Trump inauguration, another judge held up the executive order, calling it blatantly unconstitutional. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some USAID workers say they are now living in fear with the dismantling of the organization.
Many USAID workers overseas have been scrambling to pack up their families and belongings after the Trump administration pulled almost all agency staffers off the job worldwide. One USAID contractor working in an often violent region in the Middle East speaks of waking up one morning earlier this week and being blocked from access to government email and other systems. And the person says an emergency panic button app on their smartphone had been wiped off, putting the contractor and family in danger because they weren't able to reach the U.S. government for help if needed. The Trump administration had assured that the U.S. government would bring agency workers home safely within 30 days. Donna Water, Washington.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the administration faced a lack of cooperation in an attempt to review the worth of each agency program. USAID agency staffers deny his and Elon Musk's claims of obstruction. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 317 points, the Nasdaq rose 38. This is SRN News. The Trump administration goes after anti-Semitism on campus. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
The Department of Education says it will probe harassment of Jews at Northwestern, UC Berkeley, Columbia, Portland State, and the University of Minnesota. Ever since the Hamas attack on Israel in October of 2023, anti-Semitism has been surging on America's college campuses, and Jewish leaders say administrators have failed to do enough about it. President Trump is also forming a special task force on anti-Semitism in higher education. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is telling hospitals that they would be violating state law if they stop offering sex change operations to children in response to an executive order from President Trump. James told healthcare facilities in a letter Monday that refusing to provide the treatments would violate New York's anti-discrimination laws. This is SRN News. The University of California is hit with a lawsuit.
The school accused of racial discrimination in undergraduate admissions by favoring black and Latino students over Asian American and white applicants. A group called Students Against Racial Discrimination filed suit in federal court, alleging the university system admits students with inferior academic credentials at the expense of better qualified ones. It also claims the admissions practices violate a 1996 state law that forbids considering race and other factors in public education. UC says it has adjusted its admissions policies and will defend them in court if necessary. John Scott reporting.
Earthquakes are still rattling Greece's volcanic island of Santorini every few minutes as authorities bolster their emergency plans in case the hundreds of tremors are a harbinger of a larger quake to come. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.